Did you know there are some pretty crazy words in the English language? Words like kerfuffle, gobbledygook, ragamuffin, the list could go on. Hi, I'm Natasha, and welcome to another episode of Everyday English with E2, where each week we focus on English grammar, vocabulary, or pronunciation, as well as some speaking, writing, reading, and listening strategies. And this week, it's all about vocabulary. And in particular, crazy words in English. Instead of spending time on some of those nonsense-sounding words I said at the start, we're going to focus on crazy words in English that you can actually incorporate into your vocabulary. Words that will expand your lexicon so that you can talk like an advanced or native English speaker. Some of the words we will focus on sound nothing like how they are spelt and look on paper. So make sure to have your pen and paper ready so you can follow along and jot down some notes. But before we go any further, let me tell you about our E2 English Beginner, Intermediate, and Advanced English courses available at e2english.com. There you can practice and develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills with lessons for any English skill level. Check it out. Okay, back to class now. This first word is a short one to say aloud, but its spelling makes it confusing. Let me spell it for you. Q-U-E-U-E. What could it be? If you guessed Q, you're correct. Now don't mistake this word for its homophone, Q, spelt C-U-E, which can be defined as a signal for someone to take action. We're learning to use the word Q, Q-U-E-U-E, which means a long line of people waiting for something. Instead of saying, I had to wait in a long line for my test registration, instead you can say, I had to wait in a long queue for my test registration. Yes, that sounds more advanced, doesn't it? Next up is the word cacophony. It's spelt C-A-C-O-P-H-A-N-Y. Cacophony is a noun that describes a harsh mixture of loud sounds. Here it is used in a sentence. When our class stepped into the barn, we were met with a cacophony of different animal sounds. Let's try a funny-sounding verb. Discombobulate. That's a mouthful. And it's spelled D-I-S-C-O-M-B-O-B-U-L-A-T-E. This word means to confuse someone completely or disorient them. After the sudden power outage, the entire office was discombobulated. Here's another word that has a crazy spelling. Pseudonym. It's spelt P-S-E-U-D-O-N-Y-M. Bet you didn't imagine it to have the letter P at the beginning. A pseudonym is a fictitious name that someone uses instead of their real name, and often authors use pseudonyms. Here it is in a sentence. The online discussion required us to use a pseudonym to protect our identities. Okay, one more. The word is epitome, spelt E-P-I-T-O-M-E. It definitely isn't pronounced the way it's written. Epitome is used to describe an ideal example or version of something. Standing atop the mountain, watching the sunrise from the horizon, she felt like she was witnessing the epitome of natural beauty. This is a great one to start using in your vocabulary right away. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning how to improve your vocabulary. Remember, if you want to continue to develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills and more, make sure you head to e2english.com. That's all from me today. Remember to keep expanding your vocabulary by learning new words in context. And don't forget to subscribe to the E2 English podcast. See you next time.